It's another Spotlight on Goodness, sponsored by the Branch County Community Foundation, as we look at good things happening in our community. And again, a lot of it focused through the Branch County Community Foundation and how they're able to manage funds that people want to get to worthy organizations. In the studio with us is Erica Heminger, who is the executive director of the Branch County Community Foundation, Mike Hoffner, who's on the board. And Mike, for you, it's kind of fun to be a part of that giving process, isn't it?
It's an awesome opportunity because I'm in the educational field. We were giving back to educators this past week, and so it's really exciting to be able to give back money to them that sometimes their schools can't afford to pay for some of these projects. We're able to give them some things, had some real good smiles on faces today.
So Erica, give us a little background on the educational mini grant program through the foundation.
Yeah, so we actually dubbed April this year Educational Mini Grant Month because we have three separate funds for Coldwater, Bronson, and Quincy Community Schools. We have the Yes for Bronson Fund, the Coldwater Community Schools Enrichment Fund, and the Quincy Educational Endowment Fund. And all of these funds were created to support programs and initiatives that promote excellence in education, also for high achievement, and they have the goal of expanding and diversifying those learning experiences for our students.
Mike, coming from the educational business, obviously at the Branch Area Career Center for a number of years, you know there are always those needs in the classroom. The teacher's looking for a special project, something that they need to do specifically for their kids, and that's where these kind of mini grants can come through, right?
Absolutely. And the thing that I like about these particular, they call them mini grants, but working in public education for 40 years, I can tell you that when you apply for grants, it can be a very complex, complicated process to not only get the money, but then to document how those funds are used. This cycle is really simple. It's a one page form that the teachers fill out, and they may have a dream or they have some need for their classroom. They're able to just put it on one piece of paper, answer a couple simple questions, and then we have a review team that reviews them, and then we issue the money back for them. And again, for so many school districts, you know, throughout the country, you know, I think as the years have gone by, money gets tight in the world of public education. And this is a nice, easy, convenient way to help give back to those schools.
And Erica, a number of different areas that were covered, a lot of different kind of items that you were able to fund through the different schools.
Yeah, it's really so fun to read all these applications because they're all over. One of my favorites was from Quincy, the different seating options for like bouncy seats for students so, you know, they can get up and move around but still be able to pay attention. There was also some for spike ball for Coldwater, which is a new sport that I am not familiar with, but I know it's very popular. And then over in Bronson, it was actually our first year being able to give mini grants, and it was for a family art and literacy bag program for their elementary school. So it hits all sorts of different fields.
Also available for first time this year was the Rosenberg Family Endowment Donor Advised Fund, right?
Yeah, so like I said, we have three different funds specifically for these mini grants, but you know, unfortunately, we're not able to fund all of the projects, and that was where our Donor Advised Fund came in from the Rosenbergs, where they were able to give funding for two different projects that did not receive funding or only got partial funding. So that's the beauty about the Community Foundation is that we have funds for specific reasons, but then we also have additional sources as well that we can always tie in with every grant process.
And that those funds actually went to percussion instruments for Lakeland Elementary and a new sound system for the Legg Middle School and High School bands. So
yeah,
Funding that piece of it. And of course, Phyllis, longtime librarian, mm-hmm. and knew what the educational process was here in the Branch County area. So neat stuff. Mike, I guess, what would you say to educators going forward on why they should apply for these mini grants?
Well, number one, it's the simplest form of application process in which to get some extra money to pay for that dream of something that you want to get in your classroom that the school boards can't pay for. And so, you know, the one other piece of advice that I just want to share with people is, you know, it's easy to give. You know, any amount helps us in these causes. You don't have to come in and say, "Gee, I got to give $10,000. If you want to give a check for $100, $250, it's just amazing because you start putting those little chunks of change into these accounts, and it's just like a retirement account. That money grows pretty quickly. And as I can tell you from my experiences working at the Career Center, we started with $0. And by the time we were done this past year, I talked to Erica, we had about $500,000 in that account. So it grows over time, and the more money you have, the more interest money you're able to use to spend on these projects for schools. So if you're out there and you're thinking of a worthy cause to give, this is a great opportunity for you.
Mechanically then, Erica, within that, if someone's interested in either setting up their own fund, maybe like the Rosenberg family did, or to donate like that, what's the best way for them to do that then?
That would just to be to contact our office and talk with your professional advisor. But we have so many different funding and fund opportunities. So it can be a donor advised fund. It could be a fund specifically for Coldwater Schools, Quincy Schools, Bronson. We have Blossett for an option. So just call our office or stop in and we'd be more than happy to talk with you about it.
278-4517 is the phone number and their website is brcofoundation.org. As we talk about the educational mini grants that have recently been handed out through the Branch County Community Foundation on this Spotlight for Goodness, AM 1590 and FM 95.5 WTVB.